like it's put you in a pretty good mood.
I'm always in a good mood, all right? Okay, I know sometimes you judge it as other things, but I'm in a good mood in the sense that, well, let me say this. I'm in a mood, okay, to make or accept the challenge as our offensive lineman. That's to get better.
What are you expecting to see from your guys today?
What am I expecting? Well, I'd like to see holes that are going to be 10 yards wide and the quarterback being able to stand there back there for 10 seconds, okay? It's not going to happen against our defense. We know that. But what we're expecting to see is the effort and the technique from our offensive linemen to get better on each play. It's not going to be totally exactly what you want and expect during the season because it's a work in progress. But I'm expecting, number one thing I'm expecting to see is great effort and leverage out of our offensive line.
I'm sorry, you have changed every year, but not usually this much. You know, I mean, has it been kind of different in the room with all the new guys?
It has. The difference is I have to learn new names, okay? And, you know, it's a challenge for me to remember, you know, but I did that very quickly. And the next step I say is that, okay, all right, the New York Giants signed you. Let's go. You're going to play, and this is the way you're going to learn it. It's your job, okay, to learn the offense. It's your job as a player, okay, to execute. Now, when a mistake is made, the challenge for a coach, I look in the mirror first, all right? Something I'm not saying that's getting across to this guy. But it is different. But the thing about being different now, and when you are coaching or you are playing, you know, it's a great challenge now. And we had challenges in the past here. We really did. And but this group right now can form its own identity, its own personality. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I think each team, all right, in particular each group offensive line, each year by year, forms their – you're going to find out what their personality and their demeanor is all about, but now you have new guys, and I'm learning, and I'm excited about it. I'm anxious to see what it's all about. Now, I have my expectations, like we have expectations as a coaching staff, starting with Coach Coughlin, right? And then as a position coach, I have my expectations. But to see the development, that's what's going to be neat. It really is. Well, Beattie's working. He's working. He's got pads on. Yeah, he's got pads on and he's working. And anytime you get work and you work at football with pads on, play football, you're going to get better. And that's, you know, the thing what we don't want to do is have him regress with his rehab. But he's handling both things pretty well. And is it as expected? As a player, it was expected for him to do that. And he's taking the bull by the horn.
And physically, you see him close to where he was before?
I don't know anybody's close right now, okay? I understand what you're saying. He's got a ways to go. But he is progressing day to day. I do see that. I do that. And I tell you, he's progressing more now, okay, day by day than if he was standing on the sideline beside me. Oh, he's not that player. He's not. He was a different player. And that starts with me now coaching the guy. But he's to be able to coach somebody, all right, he's got to be out there in the practice field, okay? And that's, you know, if you're not executing the day-to-day, daily drills, all right, and, you know, then it sets you back, and that affects your technique. Now, what happens there is on Sundays, all right, your flaws, okay, are magnified. And that's what happened. That's what happened to William. And this year, as you see, all right, he's attacking that now. He's out there doing the drills. He's going to make sure that doesn't happen again.
How has the communication been coming along amongst your projected starters?
Communication is good. Right now it's improving each day, but it's getting better. It's a lot of communication out there, and really it starts with Eli to, you know, the offensive line, and the offensive line has to communicate with one another. I think that's going to be a work in progress, as most of the time it is when you have a different type of terminology in the offense.
Well, it's a bunch of veteran leadership.
My job? No, it doesn't make my job. All right, it makes somebody else step up. Okay, and I can say, hey, so and so, you step up, but I'm not going to do that. They're going to step up on their own. They're going to take ownership. This is their offensive line. I coach them, but I'm not out in the field with them. Okay, we have a little thing in the offensive line room. You know, I'm not going to be on the field playing on Sunday. Thank goodness for the New York Giants, and I'm not playing. You guys are playing. So in terms of leadership, that's got to develop. You can say you're a leader, all right? You got to show everybody you're a leader. And I've had communication with certain guys about that, and they want to be, okay? But it's a work in progress, too, okay, be a leader. I mean, you got to go out and you got to do things the way, all right, that's been. Now, the good part about certain guys in our room, all right, they experienced what good leadership really was in the past, because we had some really good leaders in that room in the past. I anticipate that we're not going to miss a beat in that. It's a little bit more responsibility. Yeah, we want to be more verbal and take control of a little bit more in the past. In some offenses, the quarterback does a little bit. It's always a combination, no matter how you identify that. It's a combination between the quarterback and the offensive line. It's going to start with the center, and then the quarterback can always communicate what he sees more so than what the center sees. All the time. In any offense, who can override? The center gets up there, and he's the biggest thing we have to do and get better. Or one of the things, not the biggest, one of the things we have to do as an offensive line is we have to break the huddle and get to the line of scrimmage, get ready to play. I mean, you're doing it. You know, I see demeanor a lot. I mean, it's your approach and how, you know, it's between the years. Let's go, guys. All right? You know, nobody's making you do this. All right? You want to do this? Okay, let's do it the best way we can. Okay? And as one of you said or a couple of you said, it looks like I'm a little excited. Well, you know, I'm excited most days, really. I'm excited most days because if I can, as a coach or we as coaches, can make somebody just a little bit better, okay, all right, that's exciting now. You have exciting things in your job too, right? Yep, that's exciting in our job.
What gives Brandon Rose his best shot to win the job at Rent-A-Car?
Consistency. Really, he's got to be consistent. You have somewhere in your career as a player, you have to get off of the waves. All right, you want to, you know, it's going to be some peaks and valleys and a lot of things, but you can't have as many peaks and valleys. You have to be consistent. I know that word's used a lot, but it's very true. You have to be consistent as an offensive lineman. For example, okay, I always talk to those guys. You know, you really don't want to be noticed by the people I'm standing before. Okay, because most of the time, not anything's 100%. I know you're great people and you love the offensive lines, your best, right? That's your best group you like. But most of the time, when we're noticed, it's for what reason? Don't say it. It's not for a good reason. Okay, so don't be noticed. All right, and when you're watching the game or you're even watching practice, okay, you can say Brandon Mosley, you can say Jeff Schwartz, say John Jerry, whomever it may be, and you say, boy, there's nothing really stood out, okay, that was glaring. All right, must have been pretty decent. Because as I watch practice, you know, my eyes are watching five guys, and then it's going to, you know, I see that right away. If something all of a sudden jumps out as a blurb, okay, I got to go correct it. So the less blurbs that you can have, the more consistent it's going to, and we're going to be good.
With Brandon, you talked about what he needs to do. What has he shown you so far that he's the guy that's getting the first
yesterday,
opportunity there?
Yesterday, what I saw was more consistency from him yesterday. Okay, every day is a new day, all right, and every day we want a little bit more consistency. Are there going to be, all right, things that aren't going to be, yeah, those guys are pretty good that we're blocking now, all right? I mean, we have, you know, Mike Patterson and Colin Jenkins, I mean, they're as good as they are in the league, okay? That's a great challenge for a guy like Brandon Mosley.
Is there a level of rust? Football's football, but with a dramatically different offensive scheme, are there different techniques that the offensive linemen have to know better than others to adapt to the offensive scheme?
There's different concepts, okay? With that, there's a tweak in some of the techniques. But your meat and potato offensive line techniques, okay, and run blocking is vertical leverage, okay, getting vertical leverage. Pass protection, okay, it's not only vertical leverage, but it's moving your feet and stand between the defender and the quarterback. Now, they are the techniques that we preach. As simple as they sound, that's where you have to start. Is it complicated because of a new offense and is it different? Somewhat, okay. But is going to come back to the foundation of your position. The foundation of the offensive lineman, okay, is to block someone. How do you get better blocking somebody? Work on practicing football.
Is there a level of rust that JD has to shake off?
The rust. Boy, I think he's had some. WD-40? I think he's had that. He's greasing them pretty good. Okay. All right, each and every day, he is. And the first part of it, was it mental rust? Was it physical rust? Probably. Okay. But I don't see the rust anymore. I mean, he just has to go in and play. He's excited now. I mean, the guy has been in the league, but when you see a guy like JD and Jeff and John Jerry and Charles Brown and you know, guys like that that are in there that they're excited about the opportunity.
We haven't seen JD in...
You've got guys, you know, Jeff Schwartz mind for that, do you think?
Is he for a personality in terms of? I don't know if you're gonna. Some of the personalities general term in the sense that we had some guys that along with other positions and personalities of putting whatever they do to take the keys of somebody's car or put the car up on somebody's roof or things like that. I don't know. I don't know them well enough, to be able to say that. But in terms of personality of Jeff and all of our guys in the room. Their demeanor in terms of wanting, to learn this offense and wanting to be good for the New York Giants. They are proud to be a New York Giants. I sense that as a personality, and I think that's the most important thing.
With J.D. Walton, we haven't seen him in a while. He hasn't played in a game in almost 3 years.
That's right.
What kind of play, what does he bring to the table in your eyes? What are his strengths and some of the things that he's doing in his offense?
Yeah, I think his number one strength, he's a tough guy. I really do. Now, you're going to see that. Okay, when we put pads on. But I saw that on tape when I evaluated him. He's a tough guy that knows the position, and he's going to give you everything he's got to execute each and every block. It's not going to be if someone were to make a tackle against J.D. Walton, it's not going to be because of effort or toughness. It's going to be because probably you look at me and say, hey, I have to coach him better to do this or that right. He's going to give you, and that's what's really exciting about that guy.
It seems like Weston brings a very different kind of skill set than maybe JD in that regard.
I don't know if it's very different, okay? It probably is somewhat a little bit different in first of all, the way they're built and the level of experience right now, from that standpoint. But, Weston is, when in fact he continues to develop, he's going to be a good offensive lineman for the New York Giants. But let's remember this now. He's got to get in there, and he's got to grow into it now. All right, there's a sense of urgency about growing in a position, and the only way you're able to do it is you get out there and continue to play. All right, and we all have gone through, growing experiences. All right, that aren't so good. You just have to learn from them. Okay, just as fact as Justin Pugh, as I mentioned before, what he did in 2013, he was able to really adapt to. To the things he learned out there in the field, he tried to make sure it didn't happen again. Once you can eliminate, repeated mistakes, you're on a good track.
Yeah, I'm about to jump his way now and going into his second year.
He has, and it started in the weight room. His approach in the weight room this past few months, it started in February. It was a different approach, and I saw it when he came back. He was around here most of the time, but when he came back, and you see it in his play, he's a stronger, he's somewhat weighs more, but more importantly, he's stronger. Now, what he has between his ears in terms of wanting to be good, that's always been there. Now he wants to be the best at his position.
Chris was always the strongest offensive lineman. Who takes over that?
Well, when Chris was in the weight room, he was like a magnet. The guys that wanted to really the work got around him, and he kind of asked some guys to work with him too, whether it's Justin Pugh, Eric Herman, Brandon Mosley. I mean, they always competed, with Chris. Did Eric Herman, Brandon Mosley, those guys, Justin, did they lift more than Chris? I really don't know, but I know this, that Chris always did a great job of sharing his experience and his motivation to those younger players. I mean, he did a tremendous job, as David Deal did, as Sean O'Hara. I mean, the guys that you guys well know of, Green McKenzie, Richard Soivert, those guys we've been around for a long time. If a youngster wanted to learn, they were willing to help him learn. If he didn't want to, it's nothing you can do about it. As a player.